Bloomberg's Cheap Labor Group Lobbies for Wage-Cutting Agriculture Amnesty. By John Binder on November 24, 2019. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg's Cheap Foreign Labor Organization is currently lobbying for an agriculture amnesty, designed to cut the wages of America's farm workers, just as he jumps into the 2020 Democrat presidential primary race. As Breitbart News' Neil Monroe has reported, Representative Zoe Lofgren's DCA, Farm Workforce Modernization Act ensures a federal takeover of the agriculture workforce by promising to provide agriculture employers and investors with an unlimited inflow of foreign H-2A visa workers, who are to be paid at statewide minimum wages. Additionally, Lofgren's plan would provide between 500,000 to 1.25 million illegal aliens with green cards ahead of the 2026 election. While Democrats have largely backed the amnesty for cheap labor legislation, a coalition of House Republicans has only opposed the amnesty included in the bill and not the massive cheap foreign farm labor expansion. Bloomberg's New American Economy Organization, a collection of billionaire-class donors like Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg and the Blackstone Group's Steve Schwarzman, as well as a number of regional chamber of commerces, is lobbying on behalf of the agriculture amnesty. One of the biggest challenges facing American agriculture is the lack of a steady, reliable workforce, New American Economy's John Feinblatt said in a statement. This bipartisan legislation would provide a remedy and serve as an important first step toward the broader immigration reform that Americans want Congress to pass. Unmentioned by Bloomberg's New American Economy is that the Amnesty for Cheap Labor plan is intended to cut the wages of U.S. farm workers, as admitted by Lofgren. This bill adds wage caps to prevent wages, H-2A visa workers, going up by more than 3.25% in most of the country. Considering that the air rates, adverse effect wage rate for H-2As, recently went up 23% in certain states, this is a big concession. Those kinds of wage increases would no longer happen under this bill. Emphasis added. These are significant wage reforms. A recent report by the Cato Institute found that the bill, if enacted, would have saved farmers $324 million in labor expenses in 2019 alone. Emphasis added. On his presidential campaign website, Bloomberg brags of his founding New American Economy to fight on behalf of big business executives and Wall Street interests at the expense of America's working and middle class who are forced to compete for jobs against millions of newly arrived illegal and legal immigrants every year. Despite opposition from the majority of U.S. voters, all leading 2020 Democrat presidential primary candidates are unified in their support for mass illegal and legal immigration. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, for example, has crafted a donor-class immigration plan that provides an endless pool of illegal and legal immigrants for employers to hire over American workers. Every year, the U.S. admits about 1.2 million legal immigrants, with the overwhelming majority, nearly 70%, coming through the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens are allowed to bring an unlimited number of foreign nationals to the country. The mass inflow of legal immigrants is in addition to the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who are added to the U.S. population annually. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.